Delaware's recent gun control measures will remain in place. This week, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to review legal challenges to the laws that ban the sale of assault-style weapons and limit ammo magazines to 17 rounds. More from WHYY's Chris Barish.
Second Amendment advocates wanted the justices to overturn lower court rulings that denied them a preliminary injunction to stop Delaware from enforcing the laws enacted in 2022. But the high court declined. The justices also would not wade into the fight over the constitutionality of a Maryland gun licensing law that was a model for Delaware's 2024 permit-to-purchase statute.
The gun safety laws that have been passed have been overwhelmingly popular in our state, and so this is yet another failed effort by the gun lobby to take away those safety measures.
That's Attorney General Kathy Jennings. She says the laws will reduce gun carnage and the chances of a mass school shooting.
The leading cause of death for children in our country is gun violence. And so that's why guns matter. They matter to every parent in this state.
Tracy Murphy heads the Delaware Coalition Against Gun Violence. She said state lawmakers were well within their power to ban access to AK-47s and large capacity magazines.
The bottom line is, it's up to the government of our country to protect us, and this is one of the ways they've chosen to do it.
Jeff Haig heads the Delaware State Sportsmen's Association, which has sued Delaware over the three statutes. He said the Supreme Court's inaction is just a speed bump on the road to overturning them.
It was just procedural. It has nothing to do with the merits of the case. They didn't win anything about the constitutionality of the semi-auto ban and the magazine ban. The constitutionality of the underlying statute has not been argued.
Delaware's permit-to-purchase law takes effect in November. It requires prospective handgun buyers to get fingerprinted and to take a training course at their own expense. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.